Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Former Buckeye, my old teammate, Jonathan Wells, joins the show. J-Dub, what's happening, buddy?
What's up, my friends? How y'all doing today?
We're doing good. Are you out there smoking weed in Colorado?
Well, man, Dusty, you don't got to tell all my business, baby. but listen, I am in Denver, and I'm having myself a mighty fine time, yes.
What's going on in Denver? A little work action?
A little work. You know, out here visiting the wife. She's working. Mm-hmm. I'm playing. You know how I go.
Yeah, we're all right. Is he smoking the wacky weed?
Smoking the wacky tobacco.
Why is... When are we going to get weed legal in every state? This is so stupid already.
I mean, they're wasting a lot of time and a lot of money, boy. I don't know.
It's coming. It's
more and more states. Isn't it legal now in Ohio for medical...
Medicinal.
How dumb is that? That it's only for medicinal. Let's be honest.
They're gonna make it tough, but they'll have to come around.
Yeah, eventually. Anyway, Jonathan. All right. Well, first time we're talking to you since the Browns win, probably their most impressive win in years, if you consider that they played well in all three phases against not a great team, but a decent team, and certainly a team that's really good offensively.
Right. Yeah, I was very impressed. You know, and I only got to see the first half of the game because I was traveling Sunday after I got off air. But the first half, man, was really impressive. Baker came out. Mm-hmm. He was on the money, 13 for 13. Nick Chubb, we already know he had an amazing day. So, you know, a lot of the pieces that we're expecting to grow up around here, they're showing some real signs. So it was good to see.
Being a former running back yourself, J-Dub, what is it that makes Nick Chubb so special?
Well, I think for him, man, he has the perfect balance. He runs through arm tackles, and he has that explosive extra gear once he gets past the safety level. And, you know, not all running backs have that, especially when you're 230 pounds. So that definitely just gives him – he's a north and south style runner. He's my type of back all the way up and down, so I love everything he's doing right now.
Yeah, he looks great. I mean, no
doubt
about it.
He looks like a stud.
And the combination, the combination of him and Duke both look great.
Phenomenal.
It's a great pair right now.
Yeah, it's working out well. Like I said, you know, nobody thought that Cleveland was going to fall off the cliff when they traded Carlos. Everybody who knows the position understood the upside of Nick Chubb, including myself. So, you know, now you're starting to see him gain confidence every week. He's getting better and better. The game is slowing down to him. And I look forward to him being a real problem in the NFL for years to come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the Browns essentially got a fifth-round pick for a guy they honestly had no use for.
Right.
I mean, it was a great move. I can't believe there were some people against it.
J-Dub, Bull and I were talking before the show comparing Saquon Barkley to Nick Chubb. You know, obviously Barkley was a top five pick and Chubb was a second round pick. Do you see much difference between the two backs?
I think Barkley's just a little bit more versatile. He's catching the ball out of the backfield a little bit more than Nick Chubb right now. But other than that, man, they're really comparable. Both of them are big boys. They make long runs. And they're impacting both of their teams this season. So, I mean, there's a lot of similarities there. I just think Barkley's a little bit more versatile at this moment.
What did you think of the formation, the reverse wishbone or whatever it was? I loved that. That was cool. What did you think of that?
I saw a couple of plays in the first half, like I said, and I thought it was really good because, you know, they got get the play face going towards those directions and help the offensive tackle at the same time. So I thought it was a great scheme that they came up with. Freddie Kitchens, you got to take your hat off to the guy. I don't care what you want to say about him, but he's finding a way to open up the offense and use Baker to his strengths, which the previous coaching staff couldn't do.
What is it about Baker the last game or two? I know they didn't fare as well against the Chiefs, but the offense did move the ball and Baker was able to have a little bit of success throughout the year. What do you make of the offense and the changes that have been made so far since Hugh Jackson and Todd Haley have been removed of their duties?
I think they're really focusing on dropping that ball off to the running back right now. I think a lot of his catches are coming, right out to the quick flat, or dropping it right over the middle to the back. And then, you know, he's just been in a really good rhythm. You know, if you come out, get him a couple short passes, he hits on those off the top. And then Baker's a guy, once he gets his juices going, you just got to let him go. Start speeding up the offense. And they're doing everything in his favor right now. And I'm glad to see the progress that he's making as a quarterback, as a rookie.
All right, we're talking with Jonathan Wells. Jonathan, how about the defense? That, to me, was even more impressive. If you consider how good the Falcons' offense has been and all the weapons they have, they did a great job on that side of the ball.
They really did. I thought Matt Ryan would be able to come in and have a little bit more success throwing the ball. But, I mean, the defense having Demaryius Randle back, having Schobert back, you know, they got some of their killers back, you know, and that's what they've been missing on defense the last couple of weeks. And personally, why I think some of the numbers have taken a nosedive because they've been hit, you know, injuries in the linebackers and some other spots back there. But they stepped up, man. And when this team has been together, when they've had their starters on the field, they've dominated some pretty great quarterbacks this year. So it doesn't surprise me at all. I was glad to see everything come together for them this week.
And you mentioned Joe Schobert. I have to admit that I didn't give him enough credit. And when they lost him for several weeks, it was a huge loss for the defense, the quarterback of the defense. And I go to that goal line stand where it's the start of the fourth quarter. It's first and goal from the six, and they stop the Falcons four straight plays, and Joe Schobert made three of those plays, and I that won the game for the Browns right there. It was a huge shift in momentum.
Wow, you know, and like I said, I didn't get a chance to see that, but I saw the highlights. And just hearing you explain it, man, just lets you know, you know, when you have those guys, man, who are your anchors in the middle of that defense, when you lose those type of players, man, it really hurts your team across the board. So to have him back and to have him step up and make three plays like that on fourth and goal, I mean, that's very incredible. And it was good to have those guys back.
Jonathan, the Buckeyes continue to win outside of Purdue, but not be impressive. Is that concerning?
You got to throw that in there every time outside of Purdue. And we know we lost to Purdue, Bull. Stop doing that.
What do you mean? They didn't lose to Purdue. They got demolished by Purdue.
No, we did. We did. Yeah. They beat the brakes off us. They beat the brakes off us. Okay, go ahead, man.
No, I'm just saying, like, I don't get it. The team has all this talent. It can't just say, well, Nick Bosa left, and so the team. I mean, they don't look like a great team.
You can kind of say that. Nick Bosa.
One player?
Yes, he's the best.
I mean, you're Ohio State. But, Jonathan, you're Ohio State. You got all this talent. One player shouldn't be that big a difference.
Bull, listen, you're not. We're still 9-1, baby. We're not 3-6. Remember, we're still 9-1. It may not be pretty, but we've been winning. We've been doing enough to get off the field. The defense has been playing pretty well in most of the second half. These are young guys. Now you're starting to see these guys mature. Now they're getting more game film. Now they're getting a little bit more comfortable. Mm. These guys are going to be great moving forward in the future, like I said. Well, so I don't have a problem with what they're doing. 9-1, I'll take it any day, Bull.
Well, but listen, but this is not, you know, this is Ohio State. As you know, as well as anybody, the standards are higher than, except for maybe Alabama, the standards are higher than everybody else. So I guess my expectations.
9-1.
I hear you, but don't you expect them to dominate Nebraska and Michigan State?
No. It's not going to happen like that every time. When you have a team that's predominantly a young team, when you have a bunch of sophomores and freshmen playing, you're not going to be able to go out there and dominate Big Ten opponents, back-to-back-to-back like that. Sometimes you're going to have bad games. Sometimes you just have to win. 2002, Dustin Fox, we just won. Didn't matter about how pretty it was. Mm. None of that. Just win.
You think they're going to beat Michigan?
I'm not scared of Michigan, Bull. Why should I be scared of them?
I'm not asking you.
I'm scared, but
I'm asking you if you think they're going
to
win.
To break down the game, do you think we were in trouble here?
It's going to be a very, very good game. This is the best offense that Michigan has came in with for a very long time. So I'm not saying that we're going to go out there and just dominate.
Yeah.
But I'm always going to have the utmost confidence in the Buckeyes. They have to prove it to me. We beat them 15 out of the last 17 years. Mm-hmm. So, therefore, come to the horseshoe and take it. They're not giving you your props.
They have the pressure. I mean, they do have all the pressure. It's all on them.
That's fine. I think my boys are going to be ready to play, and we'll let the chips fall.
No. I'm saying, to your point, Michigan's got all the pressure on them.
No, we got pressure, too. It's the biggest rivalry in sports history. There's pressure on both sides. We're going to be playing for an opportunity to go to the Big Ten Championship. There's pressure on both sides.
And then you play the Sisters of the Poor in the Big Ten Championship.
And that's going to kill us, and probably the reason that we're not going to get into the playoffs, because we play Northwestern in the finals. Exactly. There you go.
Although they could. Listen, we had Adam Rittenberg on from ESPN. He thought that they would hop over the Big 12 and Pac-12 champs
I don't know. Not playing against a four-loss Northwestern team.
But the Pac-12 champion game, that's all. Washington State's also going to play a bad team. Now, Oklahoma could beat West Virginia twice, and if they do that, right. But, mm-hmm. you know, who knows? And obviously, if Georgia beat Alabama in the SEC championship game, then Ohio State's totally screwed.
Right, yeah. There's a lot of football left to be played. We need a lot of other things to happen. My mind is not even focused on the playoffs right now. We're going to lock in and focus in on Maryland.
Yeah.
And then we're going to get to the biggest one of them all, baby. We're going to be ready to go. That's where I'm at right now.
Would you like to see the Big Ten get rid of divisions, or you think that would sully the Ohio State-Michigan game by potentially them playing twice a year?
Oh, boy. Yeah. Playing twice a year, I don't think I like that at all. So, yeah, that'll probably ruin the rivalry. So, I don't think I would like that at all. I mean, I like it the way it is.
Okay.
Keep it how it is. Not all a problem. Right. Listen, the teams on the West, they just got to get better. That's not our fault.
That's a bad down year for Wisconsin. All right, Jonathan, good stuff, man. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, J-Dub.
I appreciate it, guys.
Be safe
Jonathan
out there.
Wells.
Yes, sir.
Will be back on with us next week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.